Hello, I'm Scott Bradley, news director of the River 95.3 and Fox Sports Radio 1450 with another Newsmakers segment being brought to you by Warren County. Together, we are a community. Today, we're talking to the managing director of communications and public relations for Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. That would be newsmaker Casey Hollins. Casey, summer weather coming on. Does that mean higher electric bills for REC members?
Well, every time that the temperatures fluctuate from extreme high or low during the seasonal changes, we see people use more electricity. And that higher electricity use results in higher electric bills. So there are a variety of things that people can do to take steps now to control their energy use, which will help them control their energy costs.
Of course. And what are some of the tools that REC members can use to help keep those electric bills low, Casey?
We have a variety of tools, including MyREC Smart Hub, which is a online website as well as a mobile app. And on the mobile app, we provide information specifically to each of our electric members so that they can see how much electricity they're using, and they can identify where there might be spikes in energy use or something unexpected that they weren't aware of. And hopefully that will help them identify a potential problem and fix it before a higher than normal electric bill. We also have energy experts on staff, and they work with my team and I to put out a variety of information on low cost or no cost energy efficiency tips that people can use to help them reduce their energy use and save money this summer.
And I'm assuming, of course, that those are found on myrec.coop, correct?
Yes, that's right. We post them on our website. We push them out across all of our social media channels. And then we are always available for anyone to reach out directly to us if they want to talk about their electric use or have one of our energy advisors come out and look at their home and offer personalized recommendations based on that assessment.
Stacy, that is a great opportunity to take advantage of in-home inspections to make sure that your home is energy efficient. Perfect. Now, with summer comes pools. How about pool filters and pool pumps? Does that cause higher electric bills, Casey?
Yes, and they're certainly convenient to help cool us off and for entertainment and pleasure. But one of the things that happens is that people think that they have to run the pool pump 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but they really don't. So we recommend using a timer and setting the pool pump to run for 8 hours a day instead of constantly running. Reducing that energy use can help you save tremendously if you have a pool pump. It can also help if you do the same thing for hot tubs. So hopefully people will take that advice and use it to save energy.
Now, that sounds like one of the many tips to help save money and save on those higher energy bills. And another tip that I'm sure is available at myrec.coop, correct?
Yes, that's right. Thank you for sharing our website.
Absolutely, because it's such a great place for information on things like nasty storms that will be hitting as we have entered hurricane season. What can members do to protect themselves? You know those nasty storms are coming, Casey.
Well, the best thing that you can do is plan now when there isn't a crisis occurring. So we have a checklist, a convenient checklist that's also on our website, myrec.coop, and it provides a list of all of the things that you would need to create an emergency preparedness kit ahead of a major storm or some other type of emergency like a hurricane. We also recommend that you talk with your family about what you're going to do in the event of an emergency. Do you have medical equipment that requires electricity? Do you have alternate locations where you can go to be safe and comfortable? But most importantly, putting that emergency preparedness kit together now will help you be prepared for the unexpected.
Well, with those nasty storms come power outages. What can an REC member do during a storm to stay informed, Casey?
We work really hard. My team works really hard to provide information around the clock for member owners, and we push that out across a variety of communication channels because we want to make sure that the majority of our membership hears the updates that we have. We send out text alerts so members can opt in to receive text alerts so they know specific information about their power outage. And we know that a lot of people use social media, so we provide updates every hour to 2 hours during a major outage event with pictures and other information so people can see what the damage is that's causing the outage, because they might not see that in their backyard or out of their front door.
I have to tell you, Casey, from a personal perspective, I find that myrec.coop outage map most useful, and your timeline for repairs and outages that are occurring in real time. It's a true lifesaver. Definitely helps out. Thank you for providing that information. What does REC do to prepare for storms, Casey?
We are always making sure that we're prepared with the appropriate amount of supplies. During major storms, summer storms, hurricanes, winter storms, we know that at any time a situation could occur where there's a downed pole and broken wires. So we want to make sure we have all of that equipment accessible. We have a storm reserve so that when situations occur, we can tap into that reserve and use it to go out and make those repairs as quickly as possible. And most importantly, we have a incredibly dedicated workforce. We have line crews that stand ready all the time to go out and respond to an outage situation so that we can get that member's power back on as quickly and safely as possible.
Terrific. And thank you, Casey, for all that information. If you know of someone making a difference in our community or an event coming up we need to get the word out about, call or text Direct and Connect at 540-635-4121. Make it to the attention of Scott. Let's see if we can make you a newsmaker on the River 95.3 and Fox Sports Radio 1450.